Today's daf is Nun Chet. We're going to start at Tana Rabbanan, about 15 lines from the bottom of Nun Zayin Amud Bet. Tana Rabbanan. We've actually learned this halacha a number of times before. This halacha we've learned before. Well, we'll learn it again. Minayin lema'ale mi basar chatat umi basar acham umi basar kodshe kodshim umi kodshim kalim umi motar ha'omer umi motar shtei alechem umi lechem apanim umi shairam inachot. Okay, that was a whole mouthful. That's a whole bunch of things that we'll just review quickly. The meat of the chatat, these are all items, or maybe all, we'll have to see in a minute. But generally, we're going to say this category of items are things where part of it was burned on the Mizbeach, and the part that they're talking about is the part that was left for the Kohen to eat, or for people to eat, okay, for everyone to eat. So the basar chatat, after you burn the part you're supposed to burn, then the meat of the chatat is left for the kohen. The basar of the asham, same thing. The basar of the kodshe kodshim, all the same. We're obviously talking about not a korban ola, which all gets burned. The kodshim kalim, okay, that's the meat that people are allowed, everyone's allowed to eat. Motar ha'omer, what's left of the omer after you sacrifice part of it. The motar shtei alechem, umi lechem apanim. Okay, this is strange because the shtei alechem and the lechem apanim, none of it gets burned, so we're going to have to deal with this in a minute. Umi shayare minachot, everything that's left from the mincha after you burn the komets, the ones that there is shirayim, as opposed to the minachot that entirely get burned. So if you take any of these items, shehu belo ta'aseh, okay, they don't exactly tell you what the lo ta'aseh, right, they said in the beginning, your ma'aleh, okay, what does it mean your ma'aleh? You burn them on the mizbeach. If you take any of these items, that part of it had been burned, you now have the part that's left for you to eat. That part, or left for somebody to eat, if you burn it on the mizbeach, there's a mitzvah lo ta'aseh. Okay, we've learned this before. It comes from the pasuk in Vayikra Bet. Okay, we're going to read now for a minute. Pasukim, Yud Aleph, and Yud Bet. Because we're going to have to see they connect, and how we darshan it is going to be dependent on also the second pasuk. Kol ha-mincha asher takrivu la-Hashem, lo ta'aseh chametz. That's our pasuk we've been talking about. Ki kol se'or v'chol dvash lo taktiru mimenu, ishe la-Hashem. Okay, it can't be chametz, because any seor and any dvash cannot be burned from there. Ishel Hashem. That's the pshat. Okay, before we go on to see the drasha, I'm just going to read the next pasuk. Korban reshit takrivu otam l'Hashem. You can only bring them as a korban reshit. We're going to darshan this later, that it seems to be referring to seor and dvash can both come as a bikurim type of offering. Dvash, when it comes to the dates that we can bring in as the bikurim, which actually don't get burned. So it's a little... Takrivu doesn't necessarily mean burned or brought on the mizbeach even. And the se'or as the shtei alechem, which is kind of the first offering brought from the new wheat. Okay? Or of the first offering, the first, right? Because you also bring for the korban ha'omer, but it's also called reshit. Ve'ela mizbeach lo ya'alu l'reach nichach. But they cannot be brought on the mizbeach l'reach nichach. Okay? So now, first of all, you already said lo taktiru. I wanted to talk about a few of the problems in this pasuk. It already says kol se'or v'chol dvash you can't burn, and then it says ve'lo mizbeach lo yalu, which seems repetitive. So they're going to darshan that. And the second thing they're going to darshan, if you remember this drasha, lo taktiru mimenu ishel Hashem. Why does it have to say mimenu ishel Hashem? So now they're going to darshan this. Kol shehu mimenu liishim harei ubabal taktiru. Which means that the subject of this pasuk, we thought was, and it is according to the pshat, we're saying don't bring sor and dvash on the mizbeach. But the drasha here on the end of the pasuk is saying there's something else you can't burn, and what's that? Anything, because it says lo taktiru mimenu. Mimenu means, right, mimenu should be from it. Now from it, you can't do any sor or any dvash. So what does it mean from it? So they say from it means if you burn part of it, then anything that you burn part of it, the rest of it is not allowed to be burned. Okay? So that's what they're coming to learn here. So now they say, v'shtei alechem v'lechem apanim yesh mehem li'ishim, but those things have been burned on the fire. Okay? That's why, by the way, they learn it from mimenu ishe la'ashem. Anything that mimenu went on esh la'ashem, the rest of it can't be burned. So now they say, but what do you mean? V'shtei alechem and alechem apanim, none of it got burned. V'hatanya, and how do we know? V'yatzu shtei alechem v'lechem apanim she'em mehem li'ishim. These things, okay, this is a brighter, that's fine, but a different topic. The topic is hagasha. If you remember, we learned that you have to bring things to the mizbeach. So the shtei alechem and the lechem apanim don't have hagasha to the mizbeach because they don't get burned. So amar of sheshet ein migufo laishim. What does it mean? Ein mehem laishim. It means you don't take from them laishim, but you do take something that goes alongside them. What do you take that goes alongside them? The shtei alechem have the two kvasim that go with it that get burned, and the lechem apanim have the shnei bezichei levona. Right, the frankincense. So they have some part of it that got burned, which means that they can be in the category of mimenu leishim, and they can be bebal taktir. Now we're going to have a machloket about whether you can't bring it. Now it says hama'ale. Ma'ale generally means on the mizbech. What about if you brought them on? So here, it's not even that you burned them, it's that you brought them to the mizbech. What if you brought them to the ramp? Is that a problem? So, itmar, there's a machloket amoraim, hama'ale mikulam agabe hakevesh, Rabbi Yochanan amar chaya, Rabbi Elazar amar patur. So why is this? Now this is going to depend on the next pasuk. Rabbi Yochanan amar chayav, detanya, he says you're chayav because there's a braita that says like this, ha mizbeach, ein li ela mizbeach, kevesh minayin. Okay, it says, right, you can't burn it on the mizbeach, but how do you know that you can't burn it on the ramp, that you can't bring it to the ramp? Okay, when it says in that second pasuk, Elam Mizbeach lo ya'alu l'reach nichoch, here it says l'ratzon, but they're saying you can't even bring it, okay, since there's that extra. If you remember, I said that part was extra. I had already said it in the pasuk before. So that pasuk is coming to include that even on the ramp. Rabbi Elazar amar patur, my taima, da'amar kra, Se'or udvash, korban reshit takrivu otam. So now it says here, se'or, now what he says is like this, even though we've diverted, the whole topic of the sentence was se'or udvash. It's very confusing how to read these psukim based on the drasha, because it starts off, kol se'or v'chol dvash lo taktiru mimenu ishel Hashem. And then it says, korban reshit takrivu otam, what's that referring to? The se'or and the dvash, you can be makriv otam. So if you say that kol sor b'chol dvash lo taktir mimenu ishel Hashem, it means you can't bring sor and dvash on the mizbeach, but it also means anything that went on the fire and there's part of it left that's not supposed to go on the fire can't go on the fire. The next pasuk, so Rabbi Yochanan said, the next pasuk continues along the theme of what can't be burned on the mizbeach, the extra part, right, the shirayim. And therefore, since that can't be burned on the mizbeach, when it says Elam Mizbeach lo ya'alu, it's still referring to that, and therefore it must come to include something else, which is the ramp. Comes Rabbi Elazar and he says, no, that next pasuk is clearly only referring to the sor and dvash, because what does it say? The subject goes back to, you can't bring sor and dvash, but you can bring them korban reshit, but Elam Mizbeach lo ya'alu. And now again, Elam Mizbeach lo ya'alu will be unnecessary, so what does it come to teach you? According to him, it comes to teach you, Otamhu derabe le kevesh kemizbeach, aval midi achrini lo. That Elam Mizbeach lo ya'alu, you can't even bring sor and dvash on the ramp. So we now say the inclusion, they both agree that Elam Mizbeach lo ya'alu comes to include the ramp. The question is the ramp coming for the subject of kol shem imenu li'ishim, can't be burned, right? If you took something from the, part of it got burned on the fire, or is the subject the sor and dvash? Okay, so Rabbi Elazar says the subject of that second sentence is clearly sor and dvash, and therefore we're going to learn that the ramp is included for that, but it's not included for the Isra Bal Taktiru of Kol Shem Imenu Leishim, our original halacha. So now we have to explain, for Rabbi Yochanan, Hai Otam my Avidle, what does he do with the word Otam then, which seems to be referring to sor and dvash? So what does he say, right? Remember the Otam is Korban reshit takrivu otam laHashem. So what's that part coming to include? So he says, that's coming l'chidetanya, for this braita. Yachol yehe yachim nadevu mevi, kayotze ba nidava. We already learned that there's only two sacrifices where you could bring two things that can be made of bread, and that's the shtei alechem, and the, why am I blanking all of a sudden? The korban toda, right? The bread, one of the sets of bread in the korban toda. Remember, the lechem apanim is the biggest confusion because we say lechem apanim, we think it's lechem. It was really matzah, right? It wasn't leavened, right? It's not what we think about matzah either, exactly. But it's unleavened. Okay, so now you might have thought the Yechi can be midnadev the Shtei Alechem. Say, I'm going to bring a korban like the Shtei Alechem. And he could. Bekorei ani ba, and as once, let's say I say, I take a neder, I'm going to bring the Shtei Alechem as a nidava. And then what would happen if I said that? Korei ani ba, motza sfatecha tishmor vasita. Right, you have to do vasita ka'asher nadarta l'Hashem Elokecha. In other words, if you say you want to do something, you have to do it. So maybe if I said I want to bring a korban like the Shtei Alechem as a voluntary individual offering, maybe I'd be allowed to because I'd have to. That's like, if I didn't do it, I'd be over on motzas vatecha tishmor. Tamud lomar korban reshita krivu otam. What does that teach you? That you can only now. What does it say? Korban reshita krivu. Doesn't even say the otam here because it wants to stress the word takrivu. What is takrivu? It's in the plural form, which means the only time you could bring seor and drash on the mizbeach is tzibor amarti lecha velo yachid, meaning you cannot offer a voluntary shtei alechem offering. So now they say, okay, fine. From takrivu, we get that it has to be the tzibor. So now they want to suggest, what if the tzibor decided to do a korban like the shtei alechem as a voluntary offering? So we understand the yachid can. Aval yehei tzibor mevi shemevi chovato kayotzeva. Talmud lomar, and as you might have thought, let's say since they can bring it as a korban chova, maybe they could also bring it as a voluntary offering. Talmud lomar otam. That's what the otam comes to teach you. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, the otam comes to teach you that you cannot bring a tzibor, a communal voluntary offering that's like the Shtei Alechem. You can only bring otam, the ones that you were commanded to bring that are obligatory. Uma yesh lecha lahavi, and what are we talking about? What are these korban reshit? Shtei Alechem min ha-se'ur u'bikurim min ha-dvash. Okay, those are the two things which I already told you, but the reference is to the Shtei Alechem comes from the se'ur, and the bikurim comes from the dvash, which is the dates. Ushtei alechem lo yikrivu nidava. So now they say, is it really true that you can't bring a korban like the shtei alechem as a voluntary offering? V'hatanya im ne'emar kol seor lama ne'emar kol dvash v'im ne'emar kol dvash lama ne'emar kol seor. Okay, the Braita starts off like this. It says kol seor v'chol dvash. Now, if you have, you could have just said kol seor udvash. Why do you need to say kol seor v'chol dvash? Okay, now what does this mean? This means you can't have, what is kol dvash coming to teach you? Even less than an amount, right? Like less than a kezayit, or less than, right? Rashi says it's lerabot chatzi komets. Okay? That even a half of a komets that you would burn, right? Let's say you take a half of a komets of a mincha that was leavened, right? So the half a komets would be, you would be chayev. So why do you say, why do you need kol dvash and kol se'or? We would know it from just one of them. So now they say, no, you wouldn't have. Because each one has a unique halacha that would make us think that only that one, if you had kol se'or vidvash, maybe it would only be one of them and not both of them, where you would be chayav, because each one has its own unique chumrah. So what's each own? What's each's own unique chumrah? Okay, so lama ne'amar kol se'or mipnei she'yesh b'se'or ma'she'en b'dvash v'yesh b'dvash ma'she'en b'se'or. So what does each have unique? Se'or hutar michlalo b'mikdash. There's a case where se'or is allowed in the mikdash, which we're going to get to soon, and dvash lo hutar michlalo b'mikdash. There's no case where the dvash is allowed in the mikdash. We're going to see exactly what this means. And dvash hutar b'shayarei minachot. When you have the kohanim get the extra mincha. Now what happens? What do they do with it? If they want, they can dip that mincha into dvash. Remember? Once it's burned, they can do whatever they want with that mincha offering. They can eat it and they can dip it in honey if they want. But se'or lo hutar b'shayarei minachot. Remember we learned that? It says, lo te'afech chametz chelkam. Even the chelek that the kohanim get, the shiraim, it was a mishnah, can't become chametz. So you see that I'll explain the second one better, because the first one we didn't yet explain. They just kind of said the words. We'll have to explain it in the Gemara in a minute. But dvash is allowed to be eaten with shiraim and achot, and leavening is not allowed in Shairei Menachot. So that's a chumrah that is bedvash that isn't.
Shairei Menachot comes as dough or as a finished
product? No, it's already a finished product. So you're saying, how could you... trying to think, is there any shirayim that you could actually... that wasn't baked yet? Maybe it's not baked yet.
Don't they eat yeast in Australia, that merba stuff?
I don't know, what is it?
That has yeast in it.
Oh, that has yeast in it? Interesting.
I think so.
So you can't have that with yeast. Okay, right, I'm not exactly sure. I can't remember now if there's part of it that they... it's, how could it possibly leaven later? It's a good question. But no, I guess, no, the truth is you took the kometz from the dough and then you baked it later. Because you take the kometz and you burn the kometz on the mizbech and then you have the shirayim left. So yeah, you bake it later. So in theory, you could leaven it, but you can't. Okay. So now, okay, and therefore... sorry, I lost my place. Dvash b'shayim menachot, ham nei sheif shom b'shayim b'dvash, v'yesh b'dvash b'shayim b'seur, hu tzrach lomar kol seur v'tzrach lomar kol dvash. Okay, since each has their own unique chumra, they each have their own, that's why you need to say kol seur v'chol dvash. Seur, duhu tar michalo b'migdash ma'inihu. So now we have to explain this line. What is that? Is it not lav shte alechem de karva nidava? Maybe the seur that's allowed in the migdash, they assume is the shteh alechem that's offered up as a voluntary offering. Okay? They assume right now, that's their assumption, which makes it sound like you could bring the shteh alechem nidava. Okay? And they're saying there is a case where seor is allowed in the mikdash, and that's the shteh alechem that you bring as a voluntary offering. And Amrav Amram, so how do they answer this? Amrav Amram, lo li karev imahem, one second, right, so I have to just remember this. There's a reason why they say, the reason why they think it's nidava and it's not, it's nidava and not chova is because the chova never actually goes to the right. Hutar michalo b'mikdash means it's allowed to be burned. Now the shtei alechem doesn't get burned, right? So they're assuming, what are they assuming? That if you were to bring a voluntary offering of shtei alechem, what would you do with it? You would burn it. That's what they're assuming. So the only case they could come up with of chametz that's actually burned would be the shtei halechem that you would offer as a voluntary offering because the obligatory offering doesn't get burned. So that's why they're assuming that is. Comes Rav Amram and he says, lo, li karevi mahem. It's talking about what gets burned, meaning if you bring it, hutar michlalo means it's allowed to be brought alongside something else that gets burned, which is the kivsei, the kvasim that get burned with it, which is like what we answered before. Okay, so therefore, they tried to suggest that maybe there is a source to say that the shteh alechem is karvan edava. They say, no, that's not the case. Ihachi, if that's the case, though, bikurim nami. If you want to say that we're allowing, okay, hutar, what we're right now saying is, hutar michlalo b'mikdash, okay, which we're going to assume means burning in the mikdash, okay, that it's mutar to burn it, with the shteh halechem, okay, and that's the only case where chametz can be burned, it actually can't be burned. So we must be referring to something that goes alongside it, right, which would be the kvasim. Okay, that something else is allowed to be burned even though you brought it with chametz. So now they're going to say, bikurim have the exact same thing. The bikurim are made of dvash, okay? Now, while it's true, they don't get burned on the mizbech, something else you bring with them does get burned. What's that? So we're going to see. Ditnan, it says in the Mishnah bikurim, ha-gozalot al-gabe ha-salin, hayu olot, masalim shebi adam nitanim lakoanim. Actually, a big yirsur problem here about the salim. Is it the salim, or is it other birds, or is it... not clear what the second part is, but anyway, the first part's more important for our purposes, which is they would bring the baskets with the bikurim, and on them they would have birds, and the birds that are on top of the salim, like probably, you know, standing on the edges of the salim, those birds would get offered. So here you see the gozalot that get offered. No, they were live, and then they would offer them up.
They brought the gozalot?
The people would bring gozalot with their bikurim, and those gozalot would be burned on the mizbech. Okay, the gozalot al gabei asalim hayu olot. They would burn them on the mizbeach. The hasalim shebi adam nitanim lekanim. Now, there's a debate whether this is actually the baskets. That's our girsa. Okay, some people have a girsa that it's the umash shebi adam, anything else that was in their hands, which they say must be referring to other gozalot. In other words, if they were carrying gozalot in their hands. Or maybe they were going to... Okay, so there's a debate exactly what goes to the Kohen. But it's clear here that there's birds that are offered together with the Bikurim. So there you have it.
Birds have to be in cages if they're alive.
You could tie them to the side of the basket.
Right, how exactly? I assume they would carry them and the birds would kind of stay on, you know, the way.
But they weren't bird.
So, yeah, okay. So now the Gemara is going to answer these gozalot were not part of the obligation. Yeah. You can't compare the gozalot that happened. First of all, they weren't necessarily gozalot. The idea was that if you brought these gozalot together, then those gozalot. No. Yeah. Then those gozalot would be burned. But if you didn't bring, right, if you brought them in some other way, or there were other things you brought, those didn't get burned. So anyway, the Gemara is going to answer exactly that, which is Hanu la'atir bikurim u'da'ate. Those are just for decorative purposes, and since we already brought them, we'll offer them up. But they're not integrally connected to the bikurim, so that doesn't prove anything or disprove anything. By Rami Bar Chama Merav Chista, hamalemi basar chatat ha'of al gabei hamizbeach ma'u. What if you take from the meat of the chatat ha'of and you burn it on the mizbeach? Now, what's the issue with the chatat ha'of? We have to go back and remember. The chatat ha'of, you bring the chatat ha'of, the kohen does malika, and then the meat gets eaten. Nothing gets offered up on the mizbeach. So here they say, hi, right, the kol she mimenu le'ishim amar rachmana, v'hai ein mimenu le'ishim. The whole drasha was anything, right? Shemimenu ishel Hashem. If part of it was offered up on the mizbeach and burned, this no part of it is burned on the mizbeach. O Dilma, kol sheshmo korban, v'hainami korban. Maybe it's just any type of korban. Okay, and then where did they get to korban here? It says, what was the pasuk? Remember, the pasuk was very clear. Kol shemimenu, right? It was just find the pasuk. Lo tektiru mimenu ishel Hashem. Where does it say korban there? So Rashi says, the next pasuk says, korban reshi tekrivu otam. And he uses this principle, that kra reshi, umikra nidrash lefanav. Sometimes we say that a pasuk is darshan to the pasuk previously. So maybe it's anything that was brought as a korban. Now this bird was brought as a korban. Yes, it's true, it wasn't burned, but it was brought as a korban. So if you then, remember, it's very similar to the others. Why is it similar? Because they were brought also as part of a korban, and they weren't the part that was supposed to be offered up. And here you went and offered it up. It almost sounds a little like Nadav and Avihu were brought an Esh Zarah. And as we have all these situations where you do something that you think is good, but it's not the way God commanded you to do it, and you're punished because of it, it's the same thing here. There's rules here in the Mikdash. You can't just do things the way you want to do them. This part was supposed to be burned. This wasn't supposed to be burned. So you could say the same thing, even this chatat ha'of, which wasn't meant to be burned, it's true, no part of it was burned, but still, it was meant to be a korban and meant to be eaten, and therefore, when you burn it, you're doing it in the wrong way. So do we say it's anything that's a korban or not? So Amalei, kol sheshmo korban, v'hainami shmo korban. Okay, so he answers him, yes, it also, the same law would apply because it really comes from the korban issue and not necessarily shemimenu lishim. So now they say, Kitanai, this is all a machloka tanaim. Rabbi Eliezer omer, kol shemimenu lishim. Rabbi Akiva omer, kol sheshmo korban. Okay, and the obvious, my benayu, what's the difference between them? Hamrav Chista, basar chatara ofika benayu. Okay, that's the classic naftamina, our case that we just said. Okay, so there's a machloka between them, whether that would be. Rav is going to bring another naftamina. Rav amar, log shemen shel metzora ika benayu. Detani Levi kol korbanam lirabot log shemen shel mitzora. Okay, when it says kol korbanam in Zeyelacha mikodesh hakodeshim in Aesh, these are all the things that go to the Kohen. Kol korbanam lechol mechatam lechol chatotam lechol hashamam asher yashivu likodesh kodeshim lechao levanecha. The darshan, the korbanam includes, what else does the Kohen get? If you remember, you take the log shemen of the mitzora and you put it on the finger and the toe and the ear of the mitzora, and whatever is left, if you remember we learned this, goes to the Kohen, he can eat it. He's probably not going to drink it, but he'll cook with it, do whatever he wants with it. So it goes to the Kohen. So now, What do you see here from the Drasha of Levi? They learn from the words kol korbanam that even the log shemen goes. So what do you see? The log shemen is a korban also. So that would be another nafkamina, because nothing of it gets burned. So therefore, if you would to burn it on the mizbeach, would you be chayav and bal tachtiru or not? Tana Rabbanan. Seor, seor, there must be a change here. Lo taktiru, okay. So seor lo taktiru, ein li ela kula, miktzato minayin. Okay, now, seor, we say, bal taktiru, you can't burn it. So what do we learn from here? Kulo, kulo means like a whole amount of it. Okay, whatever whole amount might be, we're going to see in a minute. Miktzato minayin, how do you know that even part of that amount? Talmud Lamar kol, since it says kol seor, we learn that any amount you're going to be chayav for. Eruvo minayin, what if it's a mixture of seor with something else? How do we know that you're chayav? Talmud Lamar ki, okay, it says there, ki kol seor, v'chol dvash, okay, 1 second, right? Kol nechash etekrivu l'Hashem lo te'aseh chametz, ki kol seor v'chol dvash. So that extra word ki, it could have just said kol seor v'chol dvash. Why does it say ki? Ki comes to include even a mixture. So now the Gemara wants to say, Maika Amar, what's this Braita coming to teach you? Machloket Abaye and Rava. Amar Abaye, Hachi Kamar. Seor lo taktiru, ein li ela kizayit. So when we talk about a shiur, what's the classic shiur? Kizayit. So you can't burn a kizayit of seor. Chatzi zayit minayin. How do you know that if you burn even a half a zayit of seor, you're going to be chayav? Talmud Lomar kol. That's what the first part of the Braita is teaching you, that even a chatzi zayit. Eruvo minayin, how do you know that you're chayav on a mixture of it? Now here you're going to have to say, according to Abai, a mixture is where you don't even notice. Now there's a chatzi zayit, we're assuming it's a noticeable amount, right? You're just burning a chatzi zayit. But if you stick this chatzi zayit in a bigger mixture, and it's not noticeable at all, how do you know that you'd be chayav? Talmud lamar, ki kol. So the ki comes to include even if it's not recognizable. Okay, it's not noticeable. It's not batel. That's basically what it's saying. It's not going to be batel in a tarovet, even if it's less than a shiur of a kazayin. Soon we're going to see what the machloka Abai and Rava is based on. Rava amar hachikamar. Rava says, no, it's like this. Seor baltak tiru, ein li ela. Now remember, what did Abai say? Ein li ela kazayin. He says, ein li ela komets. It's only a handful. Right, because that was generally the amount that they would burn in the mizbech. Because remember, we're talking chametz, we're talking mincha. So generally, what would you burn of a mincha? A kometz. So that would be the shir we would be talking about. Chatzi kometz minayin. How do you know you're even chayav in a chatzi kometz? Talmud lomar kol. So that's what the kol comes to include, even a half a kometz. A ruvo minayin. Soon we're going to see what's the difference between saying a half kometz and a half kazayin. Okay. A ruvo minayin, how do you know you're even chayav if it's in a tarovet, a mixture? Talmud lomar ki kol. Okay, b'mai kamichlege, what's the root of this machlok? Abaye savar, yesh kometz, pachot mishnei zeitim. We've already learned this machlok before. A kometz can be less than two kezayits. V'yesh haktara pchuta mikezayit. So how does Abaye read it? He says, look, a kometz can come as two, less than two zeitim. If that's the case, then half a kometz could be what? Less than a kezayit. Because half of less than two is going to be less than a kezayit. So if a kometz could be less than a kezayit, and he holds, yesh haktara pchuta mikezayit, meaning, if you burn something that's less than a shear of kezayit, that's considered a serious burning. Okay, whereas Rava is going to disagree and say, ein haktara hutami kezayit, and therefore he can't go that the shear is a kezayit. Because according to, right, it depends how you go. But so Abai is going to say, since a kometz is generally, could be less than 2 zeitim, and since we're talking about doing, the Braita says miktzato, which would mean, let's say, about half. Half would mean less than a kezayit, so he just puts it into kezayitim terms. He says a kezayit or half a kezayit, even half a kezayit, you're going to be chayav. But Rava Amar, ein kometz pachot mishnei zeitim, ve'ein haktara pchuta mikezayit. So he can't say the shear is a kezayit because he doesn't think you're chayav a miktzat of a kezayit. He thinks, against Abaye, that if you burn a half a kezayit of seor on the mizbeach, you're not going to be chayav. Because that's not considered a burning of anything. It's like you did nothing. Because anything less than a kezayit is not enough of a shiur. It's an insignificant act. So what does he say, right? Since a kometz can't be less than shnei zeitim, so each kometz, when he says a kometz, the whole thing was all about a kometz and a half a kometz, because a half a kometz is a kezayim, right? So he says that if you want to figure out, according to Rava, there's something in half of it, he can't say it's kezayit and half a kezayit, because he doesn't think you're chayav on half a kezayit. So it would have to be a kometz and half a kometz, which is basically saying lefachot two zeitim and lefachot one zayit. Okay, is the second part. Then, so now the Gemara doesn't get into this, but then what's, how do they each read the second part of it? The second part is an eruv, right, a mixture. So Rava would say that if you have a mixture, let's say you took less than a kometz or less than a kezayim, okay, according to him, and you added it to some mixture, and then you burned a kezayim on the mizbeach of partially seor, partially not leavened dough, then what would you have? What's called heter mitzdaref le'isur. So the heter part is mitzdaref to the isur part, and even on the eruv, even though you don't actually have a whole kezayit, you now have a kezayit of something, and within that is some seor, and you'd be chayav. Now, according to Abaye, the second part can't be talking about that, because Abaye says you're even chayav on half a kezayit. So who cares whether it's in a mixture or not in a mixture? So that's why when I said it before, according to Abaye, you'd have to say it means if it's unrecognizable. And then, what's it coming to teach you? You might have thought, it's batel, because it's unrecognizable. And the chidush is, it's not batel. There is no bitul at all here.
Because we're talking about the mizbeach.
Because, exactly. Because we're talking about the mizbeach and chametz on the mizbeach, and that can't come in any at any price. Whereas, according to Rav, it could. According to Rav, if it's less than a kezayit and it's in a mixture that's less than a kezayit, batel. Okay? Very interesting. Okay, last machloket for today. Itmar hamale miseor umidvash al gabei mizbech. Let's say you offer up some combination. Now, there's a big debate between Rashi and Tosafot what exactly the case is. Okay, Rashi says one second, let me get my opinion straight. Right, Rashi says it's seor and dvash together. Okay, if you offer seor and dvash together, according to Rashi, okay. Here, we'll read in a minute. Okay, we'll read the opinions. Amarava, loket mishum seor, viloket mishum dvash, loket mishum eruve seor, umishum eruve dvash. Rashi understands this. You get four sets of malkot for offering a combination of seor and dvash, because you end up having seor, dvash, right? Let me just make sure I'm not confusing the shitot, because there's... Just tell you the two approaches. Is it that you offered seor, dvash, and a combination, and on that you get four malkiot? Or is it that you offer just a combination, and that is enough to get you four malkiot? Because each one is kind of viewed independently and viewed together. And would you get four for doing just one combo? Or do you have to do kind of three sets, seor, dvash, and a combo? And the chidush is that you would get on each one, right, a separate lot. Abaye amar ein lokin alav shebichlalot. This is what we call alav shebichlalot, and you don't get malkot on that. Okay, now what does this mean? Okay, alav shebichlalot comes up many different times. It's used in a number of different ways. It doesn't always mean the same thing. But alav shebichlalot is a general lav. Okay, if we had to give it one term, we would call it a general lav. And what it seems to mean here, okay, I'll give you one of the examples. Lotish, right, there's Lotish Chat al Dam Zivchi, right? Lotochlu al Adam. Lotochlu al Adam, they learn to mean all sorts of things, okay? This is the classic example. Lotochlu al Adam means you can't eat the dam of an animal. It also means that if you're a Beit Din and you're, I'll just give you two of the examples. There's a number of things they learn from this pasuk. If you're a Beit Din and you sentence someone to death, you can't eat that day. Lo tochlu al hadam. It means something totally different. Okay? Now there you can understand why you wouldn't get malkot on anything, because there's so many different... The pasuk can mean so many different things, right? One possible way of looking at it is that since we don't know... the rabbis learn many things from that pasuk. How do we know... Maybe you could say like this. How do we know really what the real one is? Or maybe if there's so many different things that were meant here, each one is not strong enough to be mechayev malkot. Okay, some of them are first to explain that it has to be the pasuk lo techsom shor b'disho is the classic example. You can't muzzle the animal while he's working. And it's mentioned right after the psukim about malkot, so that it has to be something that's like that. And what makes that unique? That it's a very clear-cut, definitive act. Whereas here, kol se'or v'chol dvash could be se'or and dvash by themselves. It could be se'or and dvash together. Right? There's it's a number of things. Okay, there's a bit of a debate about how we understand this big nafkamin is between them, whether it's just a p'tur malkot, in other words, really there's a lav, but you can't get malkot for it, which would then mean, for example, what would be the nafkamina? If, let's say, you did that avera, you don't get malkot for it, but you're psul le'edut, because you went over on a lo taseh, even though you didn't get malkot for it, maybe that's enough to pasul you for edut. Some people say it's not that you can't get malkot, it's that there is no lav, really. It's a weak lav. Because maybe you say it's not like lo tachsum shor b'disho, so it's not a real lav. So maybe it's not, right? And then you wouldn't be pasul. The Ramban in Shoresh Tet of Sefer HaMitzvot says that anything that he goes into the different types of lav shebekala, and he says if you have a case where ta'amo v'isuro, and it's eat like lo tachlu al adam, each one is a totally different reason, right? Here at least they're kind of similar reasons, so it's a little tricky. So Abaye says this is a lav shebeklalot, and you don't get malkot on it. So now the question is, how far does Abaye take this? Does he say you don't get malkot at all? Or does he say you don't get multiple sets of malkot like Rava suggested? So there's different ways of understanding Abaye. Ika da amre, chada mihalake. He at least thinks you get one malkot on it. He just doesn't think you get multiple malkot. Vika da amre, chada nami lo lake. And why are you not even get one? And here we get to the lo tachsom shor b'disho. Daha lo miyache lave ke lav de chasima. There's no definitive, I think that would be the best way to say this, there's no definitive isur like the lav of chasima. So then I would say it goes back to what I suggested earlier, which is since it's not definitive, in order to get malkot, it has to be something that's definitive. Once you start saying it's this, it's that, it's that, it's already not a defined lav, in which case we can't give you malkot for it. So there's a debate among Abaye here, you know, about what Abaye said, whether he thinks you at least get one, or he thinks you don't get any malkot because this falls into the 100% the category of lav shebeklalot, and you don't get anything. Okay, that's it for today.